BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The United States has for the first time abstained from a vote at the UN General Assembly calling for an end to the US trade embargo on Cuba. Washington has opposed the resolution for the past 24 years, but has adopted a softer approach following the restoration of diplomatic ties between the two countries. About 100 unaccompanied children are among several hundred people remaining at the controversial migrant camp in northern France, known as the Jungle, despite assertions by the authorities that they've removed everyone. British charity workers say there is currently no plan in place to house the children elsewhere. The aid agency MSF says one of its migrant rescue ships operating in the Mediterranean has recovered 25 corpses from the bottom of a partially flooded inflatable dinghy. More than 100 other people were rescued from the boat off the Libyan coast on Tuesday. Russia has withdrawn a request to refuel a naval task force in Spain. It follows concern expressed by NATO defense ministers that the ships, led by a Russian aircraft carrier, could be used to bomb civilians in the city of Aleppo. The US military says Kurdish fighters in Syria will be part of the expected operation against the Islamic State group in the city of Raqqa. General Stephen Townsend said it was important to isolate the militants and that the Kurds will be involved in the effort to do that. A strong earthquake with a 5.4 magnitude has hit central Italy. The epicenter was reported to be in the province of Macerata, but the tremors were felt in Rome, L'Aquila, Perugia, and as far as Naples. There were some reports of downed power lines and damage to buildings in areas close to the epicenter, but no immediate reports of serious injuries or deaths. A second, stronger quake struck the same area 2 hours later. The Israeli authorities have found a piece of papyrus more than 2,500 years old during an operation against robbers who were stealing antiquities. The extremely rare document includes one of the earliest written references to the city of Jerusalem. BBC World Service News.